Live from the College of Communication, Arts, and Sciences at Michigan State University, it is now time to go beyond the X's and the O's with WKAR's Current Sports.
You want to go after an athlete, one of my athletes, come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Well, I'm the best corner in the game. When you try me with a star receiver like Crabtree, that's the result you're going to get.
Yes, did I express to them I was mad? I was furious. Just furious.
I know my wife will at least shut fake one time.
We're talking about practice, not a game.
I told our players, you need to be more like a dog. We don't need a bunch of cats in here. Looking in the mirror. Do I look good? I got my extra bands on. I got my other shoes on. Be a dog. We don't need no meows. We don't need no cat.
Here's your host, L. Martin.
What is up, beautiful people? Welcome to this Wednesday edition of WKAR's Current Sports. Yes, it is hump day, and I really hope you all are doing fantastic out there. I know it's tough. It's a tough time that we're living in, but here on WKAR's Current Sports, we plan on hopefully bringing some joy and a much-needed distraction in your life, all right? As many of us are at home due to the circumstances that our nation and world is undergoing right now, sitting at home in isolation, in quarantine, as we should be doing, right? We don't want to expose those who don't have the best immune systems to a virus in COVID-19 that we may be carrying. You know, some of us may be asymptomatic. We all know that. I'm just hoping here on WKAR's Current Sports, when you continue to tune in at 1 p.m. right here on WKAR AM 870, 105.1 FM, that it provides a little joy in your life during this really tough time. And for those who are at home, you know, unless you do have to still go to work, there are some people out there who still have to get up and physically go to work. You know, not everybody has the luxury of working remotely from home, like I'm currently doing right now for Current Sports, right? But for those who are at home each and every day and staying inside, I mean, how are you occupying your time? You know, for me, I'm just reading a lot of books. You know, I did my first at-home workout of the week yesterday. You know, I knocked out, 200 push-ups, knocked out a crazy ab routine. You guys know I'm a gym nut. So, you know, I got to keep these workouts up somehow, some way. All right, and you got to get creative, especially when you're at home. You know, it's not like I have a treadmill to run on, so I got to figure out this cardio thing. But, you know, 200 push-ups and in the ab routine that I did yesterday, I'm certainly feeling it as I address you all on today's Current Sports. But doing some reading as well. You guys know I've also been acting now for 3 years. So, you know, reading a lot of literature centered on acting. I'm actually reading Michael Caine's book right now entitled Blowing the Bloody Doors Off. It is absolutely fantastic. Even if you're not going into acting or care nothing about acting, Michael Caine's Blow the Bloody Doors Off is an awesome, awesome piece of work that just inspires no matter what field you're in, no matter what walk of life or background you come from. And if you don't know who Michael Caine is, because there's probably some saying, who in the world is Michael Caine? If you watched arguably the greatest superhero movie series in cinematic history, you know, like The Dark Knight Rises, and I believe the first one was Batman Begins. Michael Caine played Alfred, all right? I think that's his biggest recent role, I should say. So, yeah, he was Batman's butler. He's awesome, absolutely awesome. So, you know, you got to find creative ways to pass the time. I've also been playing a ton of video games as well. I'm a gamer. So if I'm not reading a book, if I'm not working out, if I'm not meditating, if I'm not prepping for the show, and you know, trying to produce a quality current sports for you all, I am on the sticks on my Xbox or PlayStation. And actually, you know, I didn't mention this on yesterday's current sports. There's two things I didn't mention on yesterday's current sports, you know, and I always talk about this Madden league that I'm in, Madden NFL football, the most popular sports video game in the world. I'm in a league with 28 other players. So we basically have a full league. And yeah, that Madden allows you to do that because of online. You own a team and you develop that team and you play with that team against those other users. You play a full season. You mimic the real NFL season. They have actual schedules out there and you're in this big group chat and you schedule a game against the guy that you're playing. And of course, you already know who my team is. That's right. How about them Cowboys, baby? Yes, I was fortunate enough to get the Dallas Cowboys, and I actually led them to the Super Bowl. I played the Cincinnati Bengals, so another user, I believe he lives in Atlanta. It just shows you how big this league is and how many people, you know, from different areas of the nation are in the league, excuse me. And I'm playing this guy who's the owner of the Cincinnati Bengals in the Super Bowl. Well, I did play him. And, you know, he lives in Atlanta, and I end up beating him. How about that? So I won the Super Bowl with my Cowboys. It's a very serious league. You know, there's a buy-in, and, you know, there's a trophy and a ring that's involved, and that will be mailed to my house later on. But I came as the top dog, came out as the top dog in a league of 28 other players. And, you know, it was pretty cool seeing the animation that Madden has when you win the Super Bowl. Dak Prescott is up there holding the Vince Lombardi trophy alongside Ezekiel Elliott. Oh, man, it almost brought tears to my eyes. All right, it was awesome. So that's how I've been occupying my time, man. You know, thank the heavens for video games and a good book. All right. So I really hope you guys are spending time with your family. And if you're alone, I hope that you're finding a routine that you are, you know, trying to get comfortable with or at least experimenting with, because I think we all need a little bit of routine in our lives. And, you know, especially for us very busy ones like myself, you know, when something like this happens and your routine is basically snatched from you, you struggle a little bit to try and find some order. So I'm trying to slowly but surely find some order in my day to day. So much love to you guys, though. So it is Wednesday, March 18th, and I got a few things I want to cover on today's current sports. The other thing I didn't mention also, I totally forgot, because it's so chaotic now, and with the coronavirus crisis in our nation and so much happening, that I totally forgot on yesterday's current sports to mention that it was St. Patrick's Day. If that doesn't put in perspective just how wild this time is right now, how did I forget for a full hour of current sports that it was St. Patrick's Day? One of my favorite times as a student at Michigan State. Many fond memories. Oh, man. So, yeah, happy belated St. Patrick's Day to you all. Okay. But on today's current sports, March 18th, Wednesday edition of the show, we are going to dive into new developments concerning Tom Brady, now former quarterback great for 20 seasons, 20 years with the New England Patriots. We now know where Tom Brady is going to lace up the cleats next season. And it has shocked many. I think all of us right now who know where Tom is reportedly heading, all of us are a bit shocked that this was the destination. And even that he's just leaving the Patriots organization, that's still just very weird. Also, as promised on yesterday's show, I'm going to talk about Kirk Cousins getting paid dollar bill, y'all. And we're going to talk some MSU football briefly as well. And, you know, I want to put in perspective just how this is a really bad time for Mel Tucker to try and find success, as he, you know, he just got the job as the head coach of the MSU football team, and now this happens, right? where you have a crisis happening in America. It's your first time on the job. You can't recruit on the road. You know, you can still call up these recruits, but, you know, everything is basically on pause right now. And in what is a very critical time for you to try and find success in your first year, first couple of years. I mean, this is a very crucial time, and not having Mel Tucker out in the road, this really hinders, you know, his progress. I'll just say that. All right. And I also have a special shout out to a local sports writer who is doing something really cool in light of this really tough time for many of us. Right. And I may have a throwback chat as well, because I want to give a big shout out, which you'll hear about him in just a moment in our current sports quick hit headliners. But he is a young man who is an Olympian who just actually qualified for the Olympic Games in Tokyo. I'm talking about former Michigan State wrestling great Franklin Gomez. And, you know, I got the chance to have Franklin live in Studio West 3 years ago, February of 2017, actually. And a fitting interview, a fitting and fun interview that I want to throw back to because of this great accomplishment from Franklin Gomez. All right, so we'll have another throwback chat on today's current sports as well. And for the coming days, I'm looking forward to having on the show Anthony Iani, who certainly, you know, wants to talk about the cancellation of the men's college basketball season, and Jason Ruff, who is a minor league hockey sports announcer who got word a few days ago that he no longer will be doing games for the rest of the season because minor league hockey has been canceled for the rest of the year. So Jay Ruff will be joining me on the show as well to talk about how weird this has been for him. Jay Ruff, also a former current sports PA for us. All right. If you would like to be a part of the show, again, you can't call, but you can text to be a part of the hour. 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527. Text us at that number if you want to weigh in. You can also tweet us, tweet the show at WKAR News, tweet me directly at Al Martin, WKAR. You can also weigh in at Facebook. Go to facebook.com/WKAR News. Leave us a comment there. Multiple ways you can still weigh in, even though I'm doing the show from the crib. You know what's next? Here are your current sports quick hit headliners. All right, I want to start here and mention that the 2020 Michigan State Hockey Awards Banquet has been canceled. Of course, that is due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Tickets already purchased for the event will be fully refunded. And this year's team awards are scheduled to be announced on April 16th, the original date of the awards banquet. So even though there won't be a banquet in which people will come together in a large form group setting, the award winners will still be announced, okay? But the 2020 Spartan Hockey Awards Banquet has been canceled. All right, and as I just mentioned, a big shout-out, big ups to former Michigan State national champ Franklin Gomez, who has qualified for the 2020 Summer Olympics in Tokyo, Japan, after a top two finish in the 74 kg freestyle competition on Sunday, March 15th, at the Pan American Olympic Qualifier, which took place in Ottawa, Canada. Now, Gomez is a two-time Big Ten champ for the Spartans at 133 pounds, dating back to 2008 and in 2009, knocked off Nestor Tafur of Colombia 9-4 in the semifinals of the Olympic qualifier to qualify for his third Olympic Games. He qualified in 2012 and 2016 as well. Gomez becomes the first Puerto Rican to qualify for the Olympic Games 3 times. Absolutely amazing stuff. Gomez, he amassed 119 career wins for Michigan State from 2006 to 2010 and is tied for 6th all-time on the career wins list at Michigan State University. So congratulations to Franklin Gomez, who continues to set the bar high and continues to make Spartan Nation very, very proud. And again, in honor of Franklin Gomez qualifying for the Tokyo Olympic Games, we will be having a throwback chat roll-in just for a few moments during the back end of Current Sports Today. And we'll throw to an interview that I had with Franklin Gomez back in 2017 where he visited Studio West. He is a fantastic and talented young man. And a side note, though, as you guys know, we're just not sure what's going to happen with the Olympic Games out in Tokyo just because of everything that's going on with the coronavirus. But still, Franklin Gomez qualifying for the Olympic Games, he can still call himself a 2020 Olympian. That's awesome stuff. All right. The Detroit Lions announced today that they have released Devon Kennard, linebacker. Kennard should have a strong market value as he was a team captain who had 7 sacks in each of the past 2 seasons. He had 104 tackles, 29 QB hits, a forced fumble, 3 fumble recoveries, and 81 pressures. Kennard signed a 3-year, $17.25 million contract with the Lions in 2018 after spending his first 4 seasons with the New York Giants. Now, Jamie Collins looks to be his replacement. Collins agreed to a 3-year, $30 million contract with the Lions on Monday. We brought that to your attention on Tuesday's Current Sports. The 30-year-old returned to New England. So there you have this New England and Detroit Lions connection paying dividends again. Hopefully it pays more dividends than it has in the past. Of course, Matt Patricia and Bob Quinn having that direct connection to Bill Belichick and the Pats. So Jamie Collins comes from New England. And in 2019, he had 81 tackles, 58 solo, 7 sacks, 3 interceptions, and 3 forced fumbles in 16 games. And he's now set to rejoin his former defensive coordinator in Matt Patricia, here in Detroit. So we'll see how that works out. And of course, if you don't know, now you know. And if you don't know, you've really been living under a rock these last 24 hours. But Tom Brady is now set to join the Tampa Bay Buccaneers after spending 20 years with the New England Patriots under center. He reportedly is agreeing in principle to a deal with the NFC South team. The NFL Network reported on Tuesday night that Brady and the Bucs have agreed in principle. And according to the NFL Network and ESPN, the deal is worth around $30 million. Now, it's unknown how long the deal is for, but it's being reported that the deal is worth $30 million. I'll have more conversation on that deal for Tom Brady in just a moment. Don't go anywhere. Kevin Durant is among the 4 Brooklyn Nets players in the National Basketball Association to test positive for the coronavirus. This is what Durant told The Athletic yesterday, adding that he is feeling fine and is showing no symptoms. Quote, "Everyone, be careful. Take care of yourself and quarantine. We are going to get through this," end quote. The Nets did not identify any players and said Tuesday that of the 4 players, only 1 is exhibiting symptoms. All 4 are currently isolated and undergoing medical care from team physicians, the Nets said in the statement. Sources told ESPN's Adrian Wojnarowski, Woj, that the player who has symptoms is experiencing aches when he woke up on Tuesday. So this thing is serious, folks. If you are taking this lightly, please wake up And I say that now, you're probably sitting there saying, well, Al, I think everyone is taking it serious now. There are still some who aren't. I know a few people who will remain nameless. One of those people, I woke up today and said, you know, I read a message from him saying that, Al, man, you know, they're sending me home because he has one of those jobs where he has to still show up. But they sent him home this morning because one of his coworkers was tested positive for the coronavirus, COVID-19. And they sent him home, and then he's texting me like, oh, man, I guess this thing is pretty serious. They're sending me home. And I'm sitting there saying to myself, yeah, no duh, it's serious. So please, wake up. It is serious. Don't leave your house, apartment, place of residence, unless you have to. All right? I don't know how many times I can say that. So, Kevin Durant, testing positive. Also, more news out of the sporting world concerning COVID-19. An Ottawa Senators player has tested positive for the coronavirus. The team announced that on Tuesday night. It is the first known coronavirus case in the National Hockey League. The Senators did not release the player's identity, but said he had mild symptoms and is in isolation. So there is your first NHL case when it comes to the coronavirus pandemic. Also, the PGA Tour has canceled all of its events through May 10th amid the COVID-19 pandemic. That announcement was made by the tour on Tuesday. Last Thursday, it canceled all events through the Masters tournament in early April. The Masters was then postponed on Friday morning. No date has been targeted for the 2020 Masters at Augusta National, the most popular, the biggest major in the world of the PGA Tour. So there you have that, man. You know, this is this continues. The coronavirus pandemic continues to have effects in the sporting world and, of course, beyond. So be safe. Be safe. And in direct relation to being safe, you got to be smart. So please be smart, folks. And last but certainly not least here, I do want to mention this. Floyd Mayweather has to be going through it right now because his uncle, Floyd Mayweather, the famed boxer from this great state of Michigan, his uncle Roger Mayweather, one of the most famous boxing trainers ever, has sadly passed away at 58 years old. Roger Mayweather, 58 years old. That is so young. Roger was a key member of Floyd's training team and sculpted him into becoming the global phenom that he is today. Many consider Roger the best trainer in the world. You know, I would constantly hear Freddie Roach and Roger Mayweather. Roger was also a pretty good boxer during his time and battled with some pretty big stars, including Julio Cesar Chavez and Ray Boom Boom Mancini. He was also a two-weight world champ. He was a fantastic boxer, and, you know, after his boxing career, though, he did blame the sport for his brain damage. So it's just really sad stuff when you hear about something like this. And Floyd is certainly feeling this. And this is a double whammy for him because, if you remember, just last week, Josie Harris, the mother of Floyd Mayweather's children, was found unresponsive inside a vehicle parked in the driveway of her home in Valencia, California. She was pronounced dead at the scene. I saw Floyd Mayweather when that news came out. He actually posted a photo of him and the late Josie Harris on his Instagram page, and now he is dealing with the death of his uncle. So please, folks, cherish life. Cherish it. It is a blessing every single day you wake up with breath in your lungs and healthy. All right? So please, cherish your health. Health is wealth. I constantly say it, folks. because you could be here today and gone tomorrow. All right. So much love to you all, and sending thoughts and prayers to Floyd Mayweather and his entire family. Okay. To less important matters, as we keep it rolling here on this hump day edition of WKAR's Current Sports. Again, if you want to weigh in, 517-355-9527. That is the number you can text. You can also go to facebook.com/WKAR News and leave us a comment there. And you can weigh in on Twitter, good old Twitter. Tweet the show at WKAR News. Tweet me directly at Al Martin WKAR. We are going to hit our first break right now. When we come back, we are going to dive into some NFL chatter, and you're going to get my thoughts on Tom Brady to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Still feels weird every time I say it. And also Kirk Cousins, former Michigan State football great, continuing to get paid, making a lot of cheese at the next level. I ain't mad at you, Kirk. You like that? I'm sure you like that. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back to WKAR's Current Sports. I am your host, Al Martin. Tom Brady is about to lace him up as a member of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. This is the story coming out of the sports world. You know, we all had a feeling. You know, on Tuesday edition of Current Sports, I talked about how Tom Brady, you know, it seemed as though he was leaning toward chucking up the deuces to Massachusetts and the New England Patriots organization. No doubt about it, Tom Brady is not the Tom Brady that we have seen in the past. Father Time is undefeated. Brady is now in his 40s. He's 42 right now. And come August, Tom Brady is going to be 43 years old on August 3rd. So he's not a spring chicken. His numbers have been declining a bit. But Tom Brady is still playing at a high level, which is still remarkable to me. You know, it wasn't long ago, just a couple of years ago, Tom Brady won his sixth. Yes, sixth. This is what makes him the GOAT, the greatest of all time. Just a couple of years ago, Tom Brady won his sixth Super Bowl ring, which is pretty amazing. And, you know, one of the big problems out in New England was just that Tom didn't have a lot of weapons, which I'm going to get to in just a moment. This is why I believe, you know, when Tom Brady officially signs on that dotted line as a member of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, this is why I believe this move has the potential to be a very successful one for him and gives him a shot at another ring, at ring number 7. Because, you know, on the surface, this may seem like a weird landing spot for Brady. I can't lie. When I saw that notification flash on my phone that Tom Brady was going to reportedly sign with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, I mean, I had the same reaction that I'm sure many of you had. Tampa Bay? The Buccaneers? That makes no sense. But when you really dive into it and look at the logistics, Tom Brady is a smart man. When you really look at this, it's a pretty smart move. You know, I can start from a financial perspective. You know, this is being rumored as a $30 million contract. For those that heard my monologue yesterday, Tom Brady has not been in the top five. I don't know if ever Tom Brady has been in the top five of highest paid quarterbacks in the National Football League. His wife is Gisele Bündchen, who is one of the biggest supermodels in the world. So she makes a lot of cheese in combination with Tom Brady. He is a multi-million dollar athlete. Tom Brady has made a lot of his money, you know, in endorsements. a ton of money in endorsements. So it kind of, you know, he sacrificed, Tom Brady sacrificed a lot of his moolah so that the New England Patriots could allocate money in different areas so that the Patriots could be contenders in other ways. I mean, we're talking about, again, 6 Super Bowl rings in 9 trips, 17 AFC titles, 14 Pro Bowls, 3 NFL MVP awards, a 77% winning percentage. Blows my mind that Tom Brady, throughout much of that, was not in the top 5 of your highest paid quarterbacks in the league. But his off-field game was so strong financially. I mean, you know, he turned down most endorsement deals, but still managed to bank in at least $10 million annually off the field in recent years from sponsors, memorabilia, and licensing, and more than $100 million since he was drafted in that 6th round 20 years ago in 2000. His total earnings over 2 decades in New England were an estimated $350 million, including the $235 million that the Pats paid him in salaries and bonuses. It's amazing. So he still made a lot of cheese, and a lot of cheese from endorsements. You know, he was often, you know, lauded for taking less money in salary to make sure that the Pats were contenders. You know, the average salary on his latest contract, $23 million, that ranked 13th among NFL quarterbacks last season. 13th. He was just behind Washington's Alex Smith, excuse me, and just ahead of Denver's Joe Flacco. 13th. Tom Brady. Doesn't even sound right, right? And, you know, but you look at that $235 million in on-field earnings, that ranked 2nd highest among current NFL players. 2nd highest. So he's taking those cuts when it comes to team salary. But, you know, $235 million in on-field earnings. Only Drew Brees ahead of him at $245. It's pretty amazing. The only players in NFL history ahead of Brady and Brees are 2 fellow quarterbacks in Eli Manning and Peyton Manning. So the Manning brothers, Eli at $252, Peyton at $249. So this is going to be a pay bump. And, you know, the fact that he is going to Tampa, hey, this is a no income tax state in Florida. How about that? No state income tax in Florida. You know, we all know about Florida and how there is no income tax. So he can bank in all of that reported $30 million. So I'm pretty sure he's appreciative of that. So at the end of the day, why does this move make sense for Tom Brady? Why do I believe that this move can turn out to be a very successful one for the 42 going on 43-year-old quarterback? Well, I want to talk about the offensive weapons just a moment. Can I touch on that? Because if there's one thing that seemed to frustrate Tom Brady in New England last season, it was the fact that he did not have many offensive weapons. If he did not hook up with Julian Edelman, it was like, okay, where else do I go? The Pats only had one receiver who finished the season with more than 400 yards, and that was, you guessed it, Julian Edelman. Can I say that again for the people in the back? Besides Julian Edelman, no other wide receiver on the team crossed the 400-yard marker. That's sad. It's hard for any quarterback, let alone the greatest quarterback of all time, to try and win with that kind of lack of talent. So, when Brady goes to the Bucks, I mean, he is going to be put in a situation in which it is going to be very hard for that offense to not be successful. I mean, you got players like Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, O.J. Howard, Cameron Brate. Looking at Evans and Godwin, they finished the year with more receiving yardage than the Patriots' top five wide receivers combined. Evans and Godwin finished the year with 2,490 receiving yards. Edelman, Philip Dorsett, Jacoby Myers, Josh Gordon, and Mohamed Sanu finished the year with 2,367 yards. Two guys had more receiving yards than the top five receivers for the Patriots all of last year. Brady has to be foaming at the mouth looking at that fact out in Tampa Bay. Also, want to note that the Buccaneers have some really good tight ends. You know, and Braden Howard, O.J. Howard and Cameron Brate, my goodness. And we all know how Tom Brady loves throwing to tight ends. He certainly missed Rob Gronkowski. So many skilled players on this Buccaneers team. I'm not saying that they are the, you know, a perfect team from top to bottom. They've got some holes to fill. But when you have the salary cap space that they have, hey, they can make some moves here. They really can. You know, the Buccaneers, when this whole thing, when free agency opened up on Monday, they were one of the league's busiest teams. You know, they franchise tagged Shaq Barrett. They also signed JPP, Jason Pierre-Paul, to an extension. And even when looking at those moves, the Buccaneers still have nearly $60 million in cap space to work with, which means they have a lot of money that can be used in signing Tom Brady and adding a few other weapons, a few other pieces that they see fit. This is an ideal situation here. You know, really only the flaws that I see with this from Tom Brady's offensive perspective is that the O-line wasn't great last year, and they don't have, great running backs. They just don't. You know, they could go after somebody like a Melvin Gordon, who would be a great upgrade when you look at this team's roster right now. Offensive lineman they can look at, you know, somebody maybe like Jason Peters, you know, Joe Thuney, who, they maybe could pull off a trade there. I don't know. He was recently tagged by New England. I don't know. But there's guys out there, and bottom line, Tampa Bay has the salary cap space to make something happy. He can make Tom Brady happy. The salary cap space is there to make something happen. And I'm looking forward to seeing if that happens. So Brady will be 43. And his head coach in Bruce Arians is 67 years old. Bruce Arians is a coach who wants to certainly win now. You know, I watched, you guys know, I feel like they should like maybe hire me as an official endorser of the show. but I love Real Sports with Brian Gumbel. You know, sports that, you know, go beyond, sports storytelling that goes beyond your usual slam dunks and touchdowns. And they had a piece that aired centered on Bruce Arians a couple of years ago. And it highlighted, and actually it was like a follow-up piece to the original piece that was done 2 years ago. They did a follow-up piece prior to the start of last season's NFL year, and they it was a profile on Bruce Arians and talked about his health problems and how competitive he is and how he felt like he was he was going to die. You know, his blood pressure was through the roof. He has had numerous health issues, and he is still so driven, though, to win. And he desperately wants to win a Super Bowl as soon as possible. You know, he's not looking to build a team that's going to win in 5 years. He wants to win, and he wants to win now. And, you know, he's already proven that he can win with a veteran quarterback. You know, during his time out in Arizona, Arians traded, if you remember, for Carson Palmer in a move that ended with the Cardinals making it all the way to the NFC title game. That was 5 years ago in 2015. And what I particularly loved about the piece that Real Sports did on Bruce Arians was they highlighted just how forward-thinking he is, too, and how inclusive he is. Now, I'm kind of going on a sidebar here when talking about, from talking about Tom Brady and his on-the-field success. But I just want to mention this because I think it's important because it talks about, it hits on the character that Tom Brady, the character of a man that Tom Brady will be taking his talents to. And I'm sure it had a lot to do with Tom taking the job. But the piece talked about how, Bruce Arians is a coach who is forward-thinking and is so inclusive. All three of his coordinators and Todd Bowles of the defense, Byron Leftwich, former NFL quarterback of the offense, and Keith Armstrong, special teams. This is something you don't see in the National Football League. Bowles, Leftwich, and Armstrong are all African-American coaches. All three of them are black. So, too, is another one of his assistant coaches, his assistant head coach and run game coordinator, whose name is eluding me right now. Oh, it's something Godwin. Harold Godwin is his name. Harold Godwin is also African-American. Again, Godwin is his assistant head coach and run game coordinator. And it doesn't stop there. Bruce Arians also hired the first two female coaches in franchise history, Lori Locust and a defensive line assistant as well, and Maral Javadirfar, who is an assistant strength and conditioning coach. That's awesome stuff. Lori Locust, defensive line assistant, and Maral Javadirfar, assistant strength and conditioning coach. The first two female coaches in franchise history. Arians is the first NFL head coach to have three black coordinators, and the Bucs are the first NFL team with two female coaches. Forward-thinking, inclusive, and I love his coaching style. He is a player's coach, and he is driven to win. That's the kind of coach that anybody will want to play for. I love Bruce Arians. So Tom comes into a position like that where he's playing for a man like that. Talent everywhere on the offense. Again, you got to fill some holes on that offensive line. Got to find a suitable running back, a durable, suitable running back, as it can't all rely on the arm of Tom Brady. I always say, quarterbacks thrive when they have a great plan B, that plan B being the run game. That's what's allowed Kirk Cousins to really thrive in the NFL. And also, final point I want to make, the Super Bowl is in Tampa. You think that had something to do with Tom Brady going to Tampa? Something to do with Tom Brady going to Tampa Bay? He has set dozens of postseason NFL records during his 20-year campaign. But there is still one thing he's never done. In fact, it's something that no player in NFL history has done. That's play a Super Bowl in their home stadium. No team has ever made it to the Super Bowl in a year where the stadium is hosting it. And you got to think that the chance of making history is pretty enticing to the uber competitive GOAT that he is in Tom Brady. Leading the Bucs to the Super Bowl in a year where the game is being played in Tampa? Wouldn't that be the perfect ending to the career that is Brady? Oh, man, that would be fantastic. All right, let's hit our final break. When we come back, I'm going to have a throwback chat with former Michigan State wrestler Franklin Gomez. He is an Olympian. He just qualified for the 2020 Tokyo Olympics. Awesome, awesome stuff. So we'll have a throwback chat when Franklin visited Studio West 3 years ago. And also, I do want to give a shout-out to a local sports writer who is just inspiring. I love it. We'll be right back. You are listening to the Hump Day edition of WKAR's Current Sports. All right, welcome back to WKAR's Current Sports. I am your host, Al Martin. Just a few minutes left here in the hour. And before we bid you all adieu, two things here. I want to give a big shout out to Larry Lage, Michigan State alum, Larry Lage, sports writer for the Associated Press, because it's a really tough time for many of you out there. And what Larry Lage, it just shows you how big his heart is. What he has done is he has pioneered a movement online to raise money for sports writers who are struggling as freelancers and independent contractors who are not being paid because really the sports world has shut down because of the COVID-19 pandemic, because of the coronavirus. Lage started an online fundraiser on Facebook to raise money for these individuals. And there's a really great piece by Jeff Seidel in the Detroit Free Press in which he talks about this. Please give it a look, because it highlights one particular writer who was watching a church sermon. And then all of a sudden, you know, he gets a Venmo that comes through $50, a gift from a Facebook fundraiser that Larry Lage began. I mean, that's awesome. And he's doing this on his own. He's worked 20 years now for the Associated Press. Larry Lage has been on Current Sports. I see him all the time covering Michigan State sports alongside the numerous writers and reporters with me. And the dude is just all class. In a time like this, we need more stories. We need more people like Larry Lage. So salute to you, Larry. And also, a real quick snippet from Franklin Gomez, who just qualified for the 2020 Tokyo Olympics. And he's so charismatic and inspirational. And we had such an in-depth and comical and touching interview, you know, exploring what led to the Dominican-born wrestler to come to Michigan State and allow him to climb the ranks of being an Olympian. And here's just a bit of what he had to say.
In Puerto Rico, wrestling wasn't really big at all. In fact, it's never been a sport that's big at all. Now, with the Olympics, World Championships, and even here being in Michigan State, as people hear more about wrestling. And I'm telling you, over there is baseball, basketball. There's no wrestling over there, man. Like, people, what are these two people doing? They're hugging each other, you know? It's just like...
it's like some foreign...
Yeah, unknown. When I came in to Michigan State, it was the second university I ever visited in my life, too. Mm-hmm. So I never saw a university with my eyes.
Wow.
I never joined... You know how people, like, just hang out, let's go to this football game here, they just, like, tailgate, what? No, none of that. I come from a country or culture that's like, there's no football, none of that. I just feel honored, man. I can't tell you. I just so blessed. My life is just, despite the ups and downs, it's been a blessing, man. And I'm just thankful for the people of Michigan State for opening doors for me and allowing me to work hard and try to do the best I can of this great opportunity.
All right, folks, that will do it for this Wednesday edition of WKAR's Current Sports. Thank you all so much for tuning in. We'll see you same time, same place on the Thursday edition of WKAR's Current Sports. Please be safe and be smart. And as always, be easy, people.